morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Mark, the marketing professional Brown, here with Terry Telford, the business professional. He's the president and CEO of thebusinessprofessional.com, the internet best kept secret for learning on how to run an online business successfully is definitely thebusinessprofessional.com. Terry, welcome to the interview.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You bet. This interview is it's part of a series of interviews for exclusive members of the Marketing Professional exclusive membership community, as well as thebusinessprofessional.com. And Terry, it's definitely a pleasure to be with you and to be able to talk to you about the Business Professional. You definitely run one of the internet's best training and learning-enabled membership websites, bar none. So let's start by acquainting our listeners with a little background information about you and how you first started doing business online. And then what we'll do is we'll get into some more detailed questions about thebusinessprofessional.com. So, Terry, would you just give us a little bit of your background, and then we'll get into some questions.
Sounds great. First, thanks very much for having me today, Mark. And thanks for the fantastic introduction. That was very kind.
Oh, no problem.
My background is in marketing. I graduated eons ago, back in the dark ages, in 1991, from the advertising program in Loyalist College in Belleville, Ontario, Canada. From there, I started my own ad agency with a partner, and we worked on that for, I guess, about 6 months or so, but it was in a small town, so it was kind of, I felt it was fairly rinky-dink, kind of small, and my dreams were to be this giant advertising guru working in a big agency. So in all my wisdom, I decided I'd move to Toronto, which is a big city, and there I found that it was so incredibly competitive, there was no way I could even get into an advertising agency. So I ended up taking a sales career. I basically ended up in different sales and management positions with a lot of different companies, which was quite interesting. There was a lot of different industries that I was able to see. Everything from selling vacuum cleaners, soap and shampoo, what else? Oh, I was in the paint industry for about 5 years, so I had lots of different sales and marketing experiences and in management. So that was okay. And then in 1996, I kind of stumbled onto the internet, just basically from a surfing standpoint, really not anything marketing-wise. And in 1997, I bought a direct mail company. This was an offline direct mail company. And I started experimenting in that industry with direct mail campaigns. That was quite costly. It took a really long time. I had a really long learning curve, and I made pretty much all the typical mistakes that I guess everybody does getting into that industry, where, you know, I end up paying too much for advertising. You know, and then you find these cheap lists. You think, wow, you know, you can get these lists of people's names for, you know, for a penny each, and this was direct mail, so this is fantastic. You know, and get these basically what end up being junk mail lists, and so you wasted a whole bunch of money on that. You know, so it took a long time really learning the ropes. And I guess kind of jump fast forward a few years to 2001. It suddenly occurred to me that maybe I could use the internet in the same way that I was using advertising offline on the direct mail side of things. And at first glance, it seemed pretty simple. I mean, it seemed like everything was free. I mean, you have FFA sites, which is free for all sites. You have these classified ad sites. And I thought, wow, this is fantastic. You know, I can reach a million people with a free-for-all ad and classified sites that cost me like $5 or $10, or if I wanted to you know, spend huge dollars online, I'd go for like a $20 a month classified site. And just basically to put that into perspective, I was spending between about $600 and $1,000 a month on classified ads in the offline world. So $20 for an online classified ad was just like blew me away. I thought, well, this is fantastic. So I ended up going through the learning curve online as well, and discovered that yes, everything is extremely cheap, and from an advertising standpoint, it was extremely cheap, you know, or free, except I was actually getting a less response online by sending, you know, a free-for-all ad to a million people, as opposed to spending, you know, $600 on an ad in Entrepreneur, for example. So that was my learning curve there, was actually not so much money invested, but a huge amount of time. Because it doesn't take too long to figure out that, you know, FFA sites didn't work even back in 2001. And the classified ad site, it was the same type of thing. So it took me a while to really get things going. It was probably about, I guess, about 2 or 3 years, really before I established myself online, enough to say that I was running a business as opposed to a hobby. So once I finally got things rolling, you know, I had an e-zine that was doing pretty well. It was a company called BPC Publishing. Once I had it rolling and it was actually making some money, then I decided I'd go ahead and sell that one, because that was when the seed of an idea for the Business Professional came up. And so once I'd kind of thought about the Business Professional, I said, okay, well, I can't do everything. So I let BPC Publishing go and started the Business Professional. And I was doing it for about 6 months. And then I got an email from a guy in the Philippines called Edwin Ryan. And he said, you know, I like the site. I like what you've done. Would you like somebody to help you with your marketing?
Right.
And I thought, wow, that's cool. That sounds really good, because I've been putting a lot of time into, you know, working on the membership site, but not a lot of time into the marketing side.
Right.
So we mailed back and forth a couple of weeks or so, and we really kind of hit it off, and we thought, you know, we can really work well together. So we ended up joining forces, and basically what you see on the Business Professional today is pretty much a joint effort between what Edwin and I have done together. And I know this isn't part of the point of the interview, but I just wanted to bring it up that one of the biggest revelations that I've had in business is that you really, it's so advantageous to take on a partner or to find somebody that you work well with and you know, start working with them, because, you know, trying to do everything on your own, you really limit yourself incredibly. So we basically, Edwin and I, you know, got together and pretty much what you see on the Business Professional today is Edwin and my combined effort. And I would say that the site would not be half of what it is today if I hadn't teamed up with Edwin.
Okay. So that's great. I'm glad that you brought that point up about, you know, working with somebody else, but then not just working with somebody else, but you live in Norway, and you said Edwin is in the Philippines.
Yep, that's correct.
And, you know, so right now I'm in the U.S., and you're in Norway, and it speaks to the real power of the internet and the fact that you can have a viable business model when, you know, the two principal partners are, you know, on separate continents.
Absolutely.
Know? And it's fantastic. You know, it's just it's an awesome concept, and it's one of the reasons also, you know, why I formed the Marketing Professional, because there are new marketing trends that are popping up every day, you know, and that's definitely stuff that I want to cover and I want to take to the members of my website, you know, and also, you know, members worldwide, because, you know, you're a worldly entrepreneur, and obviously Edwin is too, you know, two different continents teaming up and, you know, producing just an incredible training website. So now that we know how, you know, the concept came up, What I want to do is I want to actually tell everybody your URL. Your website address is www.thebusinessprofessional.com. And you talk about someone who helped you really learn how to do business on the web successfully. And I don't think it was Edwin, because you reference her as a she. Can you tell us a little bit more about that person?
Sure. Yep. The person that you're referring to is Ava Brown Patterson.
All right. I know Ava, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody does. She is such a fantastic person.
Right.
And just to give her a plug, her website is www.evb.com, and that's EVIEB.com. And I think she's really, in my view, she's really a typical Australian. I mean, I have not met an Australian who's not bubbly and friendly and just,
right,
you know, kind of totally that kind of person. And
yeah,
I would have to say she's got the biggest heart, you know, of anybody that I've met. She's absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And she was really the person, when I first started out online, I met her, and she really she kind of took me under her wing and guided me through, you know, where the heck do I go now? And she was showing me all the, you know, here's the programs that I'm doing, and here's how I market them. And you know, she had a unique way of marketing things, where there was a, I don't know if it even exists anymore, but it was called MPAM, which basically took these traffic exchange programs and clicked them all together and rotated all the home pages through them. And honestly, it was working when we did it way back when. I don't know if it works anymore. It's not something that I've done lately.
Right.
But that was what she was doing. She was involved with like 50 affiliate programs at the same time. And
wow.
She would go put them into this traffic rotator thing and make them work. So that's what I started doing. And I thought, you know, she was showing me exactly what she would do marketing wise. And then I'd get stuck, you know, and then I wanted to start, you know, developing my own websites.
Sure.
And I said, okay, well, how do I go about doing this? And she said, oh, hey, that's no problem. You know, you don't have to know HTML. You can just go in and, you know, you can do Front Page or Dreamweaver or whatever. Just design the whole thing and go through that. So I bought the first software that I used was Microsoft Front Page.
Oh, yeah.
And I went out and got a book. I spent a week going through the book, doing all the exercises, and boom, then I could, you know, at least scratch together my own websites. I mean, my websites are far from professional at all, because I don't know how to do HTML. My pretty much my extent of HTML knowledge is just, you know, cut and paste some scripts and that kind of thing.
Yep.
and whatnot. But mostly I just design everything in tables and it's done. You know, I use Dreamweaver now, but it's just basically what you can see. But that was who really started me going and pointing me in the right direction, showing me, you know, really where to go.
That's cool. That was good stuff. Well, there's six main benefits or reason why someone should become a member. I'm looking at the business professional right now.
Okay.
So let's talk about the first one.
Okay.
It's your monthly marketing audio workshops. Tell us a little bit about some of the internet marketers that you've interviewed, would you?
Sure. Yeah. I've been extremely lucky with talking to people. I you know, get the information of who they are, find out what they do, you know, and try and get their phone number, and just give them a call and say, look, here's who I am, you know, a little introduction about what I'm doing on the website. And the majority of the people, it's like 95% of the people that I've approached to do an interview said, yeah, let's do that, because it's beneficial for everybody. I mean, they're getting free publicity. At the same time, they give out quality information, show exactly what their knowledge base is, and then you know, people can look at them as an expert, and then they contact them and buy their products and whatnot. So it works. It's really a win-win situation for everybody. And I mean, I've talked to people like Mark Goldman, who I think pretty much everybody knows. He's just an absolutely brilliant joint venture marketer, both on and offline. I mean, if he doesn't make $100,000 from a joint venture, it hasn't been successful for him.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's the level where he is, and then he really we did an interview with her. I did an interview with him, and he pretty much pulled out all the stops and shared some seriously top notch information about doing joint ventures, what's involved, you know, and in his words, he feels that online joint ventures has really bastardized the joint venture kind of. Not really, joint venturing isn't really an industry, but that type of marketing.
Right.
Because for him, he really works one-on-one with people. So, you know, send out an email to 1,000 people and say, look, I want to joint venture with you, that isn't joint venturing to him.
Exactly.
But then I've also talked to Willie Crawford, who, my God, that guy is such an inspiration. He's a totally rags-to-riches story, and he's absolutely inspirational. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, his first product was a cookbook.
Yeah.
You know, so he's a very qualified marketing person, but from marketing other products, not just coming online and doing business opportunity marketing and selling that information, but coming on and doing it from, you know, basically how did he market his cookbook?
Definitely.
And he's got fantastic ideas. He's truly a self-made man. He was really fun to talk to. And let's think who. Kasper Pustowski. I never get his name. Kasper Pustowski.
Yes.
was a lot of fun, because when I interviewed him, it was about a little over a year, 2 years ago or so. And he just let everything, he let the cat out of the bag about everything. He has a website called powerfulsleep.com, and basically what he did was read a book on insomnia. It was apparently, it's a really big book by some famous sleep therapist or whatever.
Right.
He read the book and then basically took the information and put it into an ebook. Then he took the ebook and started marketing it through Google AdWords and went through a process of basically finding out which Google AdWords work, and then once they're working, you know, how can you improve the sales letter to start making more sales?
Right.
Once you got the sales happening, then what can you plug in as products to market to these people who have already bought the ebook? So he put together that whole system, and he just tells it exactly like it was. How did, you know, where in the world did you come up with an idea like sleep and, you know, all that kind of stuff? He's actually partnered up with the guy in Singapore, I believe, they pretty much work like Edwin and I. And Casper's in Canada, and his partner, I think, is in Singapore. He's in Asia somewhere anyway.
Okay.
So it works kind of the same. So when I was interviewing Casper, he was doing about $10,000 a month just with the ebook and a couple of back-end products. And yeah, I mean, he was doing very, very well, and he's only 20 years old.
Oh,
so it's one, you know, but I think he's borderline genius. He was just he was just absolutely amazing to talk to. And then another one that was really, it was great, was Anik Sengal, and we talked. Good Lord, I think we had like a 3 or 4 hour interview one night. It was just phenomenal. He's got an affiliate site and a.
Yeah, it's Affiliate Classroom.
Affiliate Classroom, that's
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do an interview with Anik here in the near future.
He is fantastic. Prepare yourself for an all-nighter.
Okay, great.
He's great. I mean, anything you want to know about, you know, affiliate marketing, that interview is worth its weight in gold. I mean, of course, that sounds stupid. I mean, it's online.
No,
it doesn't weigh anything.
You know what, though? You're right. And I'm just, if I can, I've listened to some of the, you know, some of the audio that you're talking about, because you gave me access to the Business Professional, and it is, it's an outstanding site. And I honestly, I wouldn't be doing this interview if it wasn't a quality site where people should definitely go and learn more about. And as well as you mentioned, all of the people that you talked about, I mean, there are plenty more people than just the ones we've talked about. So, like, do you have any, I don't want to say favorites, because, you know, they're all great, but do you have any other than the ones that you mentioned that really stand out or that you've really learned a lot from?
I would have to say, I'd have to go back in and see who's there. The two big ones that I really liked were Casper and Anik. But I've also, I did a series of interviews with David Vallier,
mm-hmm.
Who did You Can Make a Living Online. Absolutely, hands down, no hold barred, the best course to learn how to make money online, set up a business and do it seriously. And I have to attribute a bulk of my success to one. This is serious. I mean, this course is like I think he's got 7 modules or so. And I took one idea, and last year that one idea made $43,000 something or other dollars in 14 days.
That's outstanding.
And that was basically turning the Business Professional from selling memberships individually into selling wholesale licenses. And that's only one idea. I mean, this course that he is, it's phenomenal. It's absolutely remarkable. So I did. What I did is I took his course. I contacted him and then I said, okay, look, you know, I've got your course, read it all, absolutely fantastic. Send me all the information of all the stuff that you've got, and I'm going to put together an interview. So he sent me. He sent me everything he got, and I don't like reading on screen. I don't like ebooks and stuff on my computer. I print it all out. I'm not that old. I'm only 2006. I'm only 35 now, and you know, so I like this old fashioned stuff. I still like to read on paper, and so I printed out his stuff. And honest to God, I had 2 feet of paper, a stack that was like 2 feet high worth of his stuff. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go through every single word, read everything, and come up with questions. So that's what I did, and I put together the most massive interview that I've ever done. It took us 2 months to put the interview together.
Wow.
And then I boiled it down to there's about 8 hours. I think it's like 8 or 12 hours worth of interviews. This is the David Vallier interviews that we've done. So it was phenomenal. That was another really remarkable set of interviews. And one that I did that was really short, probably one of the shortest ones there. And now, of course, I can't remember his name. You're going to know who it is. The definitive guide to Google AdWords, Perry Marshall.
Yeah. Yep.
He was fantastic. Really, really hard guy to get a hold of. Very short amount of time. He says, okay, look, we've got this amount of time. That's all we can do. He's extremely super busy, but in 20 minutes or 30 minutes, he packed in so much information into there that you can basically listen to, it's like a 30 or 40 minute interview and go out and start doing Google AdWords.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's that quality of people that I really enjoy talking to, kind of getting as much information, useful information from them as I can and work it that way. So that's just another couple, just kind of off the top of my head. I probably have insulted some people by forgetting that I have them in there. But
I know that you do have a lot of content in there. And if you know what, if you did remember every single one, man, I would really I'd be blown away.
Well, if I did a summary of everybody in there, I think we'd be talking all night just on summarizing everybody's interviews.
Right, you're definitely right about that, Terry. One of the next benefits is the top secret marketing resource toolbox. Now, I don't want you to reveal any of the secrets, but could you just tell us what some of these tools would allow your members to do and why they're important to marketing and being a business professional?
Sure, yeah. I think I just have to kind of preface the whole thing, first of all, by saying, I'm not scared to reveal any secrets, just because I think secrets is a really overused word, especially online, where I've got the secrets and I'm going to show you how to do this, and after you read my secrets, it's just going to make your life totally different. basically, for me, a secret is information that I didn't know 60 seconds ago. It's not something that I guess occasionally it's life changing. I mean, there is information like when I read David's course and suddenly this kind of clicked, like, hey, here's a good membership idea. Yeah, that made a big difference. But I don't really consider that secrets. It's just basically information I didn't know before. And I'm really, really good at copying people. I'm bad at coming up with my own ideas, but if I can learn it somewhere and I can, do it without having to reinvent the wheel and start things at the beginning, I'm really good at that.
Yeah, that works.
So, it works. I mean, you got to just find the person that you're comfortable with doing. But,
right.
That's as far as secrets. Getting back to your question. The resources, basically, that I put into the toolbox started off, and it's a continuation of my online black book, and it's really pretty much the places where I go when I need information, or if I need to do if I need to do a banner really quickly, where do I go online, that kind of thing. Because
right.
I mean, for me, I can design a banner, an amateur design. But if I can go online and I can quickly put something together that looks a lot professional, a lot more professional, then I'd rather just go and do that quickly. So it's stuff like that, that's really the information that I put through, that I went through basically at the beginning. I went through all the links that I'd bookmarked in my website and all my contact information. I use a piece of software called PromoBuddy, and I keep everything in there from all my the e-zines that I'd done before, my articles, all the links that I find are useful, my affiliate programs, all that kind of stuff. And so I went through basically everything I had, which was it's kind of my virtual black book. And I put in everything from the marketing forums where I go, frequent some forums, the blogs that I read on somewhat a regular basis, and what else did I put in? I've got all the pretty much the newsletters that I subscribe to. One of the big things, probably one of the biggest, most beneficial ones, is the copywriting places where I go and find information on copywriting. Because basically, online, is pretty much the same as direct mail offline. It's just a lot simpler and a lot faster version of direct mail. So
right.
The copywriting principles, rather, regardless whether it's online or offline, people are people. And so the copywriting principles are pretty much the same, with a few differences. I mean, you have less time to actually capture somebody's attention online than you do offline. But that's, I think, really critical, is you know, where to get really good copywriting information.
Right.
And some of the other stuff, actually, that I put up was the scripts and software that I use, as well as where I go to get my programmers. Trying to think off the top of my head. Resources. Basically, resources for webmasters and publishers. And at the bottom, at the very bottom, I thought, you know, I've got to include a little bit of my own personality.
Right.
So it's not just all the links. I also have a place to go that I forget what I call it, just for laughs or something, which is basically, you know, just a couple of sites that I find are really funny. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, kind of take a break and go there and say, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks. You know, just have a little laugh for a change.
Definitely.
And just another one that's basically kind of cool, just things that are cool links. I found a website, actually it's a service I found in a magazine, and then went to the website, and it's got, they actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's in Vancouver, Canada, where they build personal submarines.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to have a submarine,
yeah.
Like one or two people submarine, I think it's like up to four people, maybe six, I can't remember all the details. But it's stuff like that I think, oh, cool, a personal submarine.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. And then there's also another one of a bodyguard service. Like, seriously, if you want to hire a bodyguard, you know, here's the place to go. It was, what the heck was it called? Bullet Catchers is the
okay.
name of it. So it's just, you know, like, the majority of it is business and marketing related, but then there's kind of a few fun things thrown in just to lighten the mood as well.
Right, definitely. So basically, in essence, what you've done is you allowed your members to cut the learning curve down, the learning curve that you talked about in the beginning of the interview. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if they're, I mean, everyone has a learning curve, you know, and like you said, it took you a while to adjust yours, but while you were doing so, you cataloged everything that you did and that you used, and like you said, you add to it all the time. So I think, you know, that in itself is a fabulous feature or benefit, you know, from being a member. So that's good stuff. You feature a direct response marketing audio institute along with, you know, everything else on your site. Who are some of the contributors at the audio institute, and what topics do they cover?
Well, this is actually something that's quite interesting, and I don't remember where in the world I bumped into him, but there's a guy named Michael Senoff. And of course, I can't remember what his site was offhand. It was something that was quite unique. But he's a real entrepreneurial guy who's done an absolute ton of interviews with people. At the same time, he also has a small company that markets pens. Like, it's these pens that you can write on the back of your computer, and it's something like it's in invisible ink, and you can see it with a black light or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So you can write, you know, your special serial number code or
yeah.
whatever. So if your computer gets stolen, it's a real simple way to ID if it's your computer. You just black light over this thing and say, oh, there's my name.
Right.
So, I mean, he's got, and that's just one of the things he's got. I mean, he is a total entrepreneur. So anyway, one of the things that he did was put together all these tons and tons of interviews. So, I mean, he's interviewed people like J. Conrad Levinson, who, of course, you recognize from Guerrilla Marketing. He's got an interview there from Dan Kennedy, but I'm off the top of my head, I can't remember if he actually interviewed Dan or if it's if it was one that he got permission to use. But anyway, I mean, it's a lot of really, you know, hardcore business marketing guys that are really, really beneficial. And he's also got a host of experts, really, who, I mean, they're not the famous people, but they do have a real wealth of information. You know, everything from a guy who started a incredibly successful cleaning business, and he started with like a bucket and a rag. It was it's an absolutely phenomenal story. And if I remember it correctly, his wife walked into the daycare. They had a 2-year-old in daycare, and
yeah.
I mean, they're not, you know, rich people. These are
average people like, you know, the average American.
Right.
Walked into it, and it was, I think only one of them had a job at the time. And his wife walked into the daycare, and their two-year-old was on the floor cleaning up a bunch of pee from some other kid that peed on the floor.
Yeah.
And it just blew this mind, you know, blew the wife's mind, you know, that this, what in the world is her two-year-old doing cleaning up somebody
right.
else's mess on the floor?
Yeah, okay.
And it was because the person who was you know, taking care of the kids didn't feel like doing it. And
oh,
it was
wow.
one of those stories. I mean, I have a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And when you have kids, it's the same as you. I mean, you got your three. And it's one of those things that anybody that has kids, you hear a story like that, and it really touches you
yep.
really deep inside. And you think, you know, you'd like to go and rip out the person's
yeah.
throat that's taking care
yeah,
of these kids,
sure.
you know. And it's what, you know, really brings tears to your eyes. But it's one of those stories that, you know, he said, you know, the wife came home and told him what she found, and he said, well, that's it. Then we just quit our jobs, and we start out on our own so we can take care of the kids.
Right.
That's what he did
yeah,
the next day. He walked in to his job, or maybe, I guess maybe they were both working. They both walked in their jobs and said, that's it, I quit. I'm leaving as of today, and
right.
I'm going home to take care of my kids.